Welcome to the Idea Talks, where we discuss big ideas. The Idea Talks is a weekly podcast with Josh Tice and other leaders on big ideas for life, leadership, and ministry. And I'm your co-host, Drew Polvencia. For more information on this podcast, visit ideanetwork.church.
Today's big idea is live global. That's right, how you as a ministry leader can actually travel overseas and help train nationals or even your local congregant, having the opportunity of using their abilities and talents to be missionaries right where they're at. Today, we're talking about live global. Hey, Drew, it's time to advertise.
This is my favorite part of each podcast.
Yeah, but we're not going to advertise the book any longer. Nobody cares.
I mean, I think you've sold a few copies at this point.
It's done. It's done. Put a fork in it, because right now we've got a new thing to push on you,
tell us, great listener. Please tell us.
No, I can't, because some of these people are fast-forwarding right now.
That's true.
No, stop fast-forwarding.
Stop the scroll.
Okay, now you're ready. Here's what we're going to advertise to you. That is the official membership of the Idea Network.
So originally it was called the Charter Membership.
Charter Membership was
limited to like 100 people, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And everybody, and only those who joined up in 2021. You say, man, I want to be a Charter Member. Well, too bad.
You can no longer be a Charter Member. However, you can be a part of the membership program.
That's right, an official member of the ID Network. You say, but I listen to the podcast. You're not a member. Yeah, but I'm in that Facebook group. Not a member. Yeah, but I come to Idea Day. Not a member.
I bought swag off the store.
Not a member.
Yeah.
But that swag, by the way, is awesome stuff.
Pretty great.
Yeah. Official members are those who are joining the 2021 Charter Members in our membership program. What does that look like? Well, it looks like a monthly fee that goes toward the functioning of the Idea Network and allows the Idea Network to do the things that it does. With that membership, this is what you're purchasing. You're purchasing a weekly virtual roundtable with myself and other ministry leaders for the purpose of creating an environment to share collaborative ideas between Idea Nights, Idea Days, and Idea Summits. These virtual roundtables have been a refreshing time for so many of us. But not only that, you receive a swag box with all of the greatest merchandise Idea Network has to offer and the ability to get involved in member-exclusive events. What are these member-exclusive events? Well, like coming up here in January.
Yeah, so think of like if you go to like a big event and there's like this special meetup that nobody knows about, except for like this elite group of people.
These are the elites.
That's it.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
For example, this January, we're going to be going to San Antonio and doing a members-exclusive Idea Day. And it's a lot of fun. Where we're going to stay, very nice place right there on the river. What are we going to do and what are we going to eat? Really nice event. In fact, we're pretty excited, Jeremy, Kylie, and I, because it's one of the nicest events we've ever put on. But this is only for our members. Look, we want you to be supportive of the network, and you want to be supportive of the network, but there's a lot that comes along with it. We want you to be involved with the official membership of the Idea Network. All you have to do is go right to the website and look up membership and join us soon.
IdeaNetwork.church. Sign up there.
Welcome to this edition of the Idea Talks. On today's episode, we have some very special guests with us. Joining us from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Andrew and Matthew. Hey, welcome to the podcast. We're glad to have you here.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
So we're excited to talk about Live Global and the impact that it's having all over the United States, but also obviously all over the globe. I mean, that's the main purpose of our conversation. And we got to know each other at ABWE, which is the premier mission board in America today. Hey, that's my opinion. And I'm sticking to it. But before we do, I really want
to... Josh sits on the board, so there's no prejudice there whatsoever.
Hey, it's a volunteer position.
Yeah.
I don't get any paid. I don't get any pay. I don't get any perks. I just love the mission. And the missionaries... Did you know that ABWE, just in the last year, had over 100 new missionary applicants? It's absolutely incredible.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and these are individuals who are being developed and sent all over the world. In fact, just last December, we had a 24-hour demo in Orlando, and these kind of things are absolutely incredible, because what you can do is you can go to a 24-hour demo, whether it's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, or Orlando, or anyone they host around the country, and you can find out what is it like to be a missionary in a 24-hour span. It's really a fascinating thing. So
we've had a lot of interest in the network about, why don't you do an Idea Net Day for missionaries? And the solution is, well, we don't have to.
Yeah.
ABWE already does it.
ABWE is doing that. But, you know, Drew, you're touching in on something we haven't talked about.
All right, well.
There might be something coming up in 2023.
It's called a foreshadowing, but
a foreshadowing of an idea, of an idea. It's pretty exciting, actually.
Well, tell us a little about Andrew and Matthew before we get into the podcast.
Yeah, let's talk about Andrew. Andrew serves as the lead executive director for Live Global, a ministry division of ABWE that focuses on engaging every believer in the Great Commission through global partnerships. You see, sometimes we feel like missionaries do missions, and we send missionaries. But the question is, how do we engage every believer, even in the United States, in the Great Commission through global partnerships? His goal with Live Global is to see gospel advance through national partnerships and to engage in the next generation in missions through the platform of Live Global. Prior to this, he was the leader. He was in leadership at a Fortune 20 company, overseeing their e-commerce tech divisions, and he graduated from Baptist Bible College in PA. And he and his wife Taylor now have 4 young children.
That sound about right? Live up to the hype, Andrew?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Right now, the 4 young kids includes 2 newborn twins.
Oh, stop boy. It.
So it, it's a blast.
Andrew, how old are they?
Exhausting blast, but yeah.
How old are they?
They're 8 weeks today.
Oh my word!
Oh my word! This is why you look so tired.
So I have a four-year-old, a 2-year-old, and 2 newborn twins.
This guy is busy.
It gets better, Andrew. I promise. It's an amazing stage right now, but it does get better. So, all right. Matthew and Jennifer met in 1999 and were married in the year 2000. That was almost 22 years ago.
We're not going to highlight that.
Long time ago.
But yeah. Pal, look, I got to tell you, I was married in 2001, and we just celebrated our 20-year anniversary. And we looked at each other. We're looking at each other now. We're like, we've been together for longer. We've been longer together than we were alone.
That's an interesting milestone. We're coming close to that, Christina and I.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And I still like her pretty good.
And she likes you.
I didn't say that. I did not admit that.
God has blessed them with 5 children, Micah, Elijah, Noah, Josiah, and Charlotte. Prior to serving with Live Global, Matthew and Jennifer served on a church planning team in Madrid, Spain. After returning home from the field due to medical reasons, the Lord led them to serve for 11 years as pastor of the sitting church in Michigan. Presently, Matthew and Jennifer live in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, a great section of the country to live in, working out of the Live Global office where they serve on the Live Global executive leadership team. You know, Matt's desire, and we'll find out more today, is to lead and care for the Live Global missionary team, but also to help encourage churches to develop strategic ministry partnerships with key national leaders in order that we might multiply the gospel and impact our communities and beyond. We're really excited to have you both on the podcast. We have a couple questions we're going to go through today. But honestly, guys, we're really excited to have you on and find more about Live Global.
Yeah, we really... This is great for us because our goal for the ministry team and the ministry leaders that listen to this podcast is really to encourage them not just to focus in their local area, but how can local become regional? How can regional become national? How can national become global? But before we do, we got to tell everybody we're just a few months away from the Idea Days of 2022. And for those of you who aren't aware, both of these Idea Days happen within a week from one another. Why within a week? Why didn't we separate them and spread them out throughout the year like we used to do, Drew? What do you think?
Because we wanted to give options for our customers. If you live in the Arctic tundra of North Dakota, maybe you want to go to Tampa in March as opposed to Chicago.
Yeah, you might say, well, Chicago's only a couple hours away. But the reality is Chicago might be too cold for you. You've seen Chicago too many times. You want to go down to Tampa. And so fly down to Tampa. Maybe you'll even drive into Chicago and fly down to Tampa. Or maybe you're up in the down in the South and you're thinking to yourself, I've never seen the big city of Chicago. I've never had some Chicago-style pizza. I've never had a cheese steak. Is that where cheese steak? Is that Chicago?
I think that's a thing.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's whatever Philly. It is. Yeah. Oh, it's Philly.
Yeah.
Well,
hot dog.
We're not doing
it's
one.
In there.
We're not doing one in Philly.
You can go see the Bean. You can go travel, see the sights. Amazing place there.
It really is incredible. So Chicago or Tampa. So come out to one of those two. I'm going to be at both, and we're going to have a great time. Are you planning on coming to either one of those, Drew?
I'm going to try to.
Good man.
Just work included, but yeah, we're going to come.
We're going to have a great time.
Yeah, great.
And I'm excited about both. I'm bringing my daughter to the one in Tampa. My daughter, Savannah, and I are going to go down there. Then we're going to stop by Orlando and go to Disney for 2 days, just us.
That's so surprising.
I feel like you're being sarcastic. We're going to go to Disney for 2 days. We got this room that she's always wanted to stay in at Port Orleans. It's called the Princess Tiana Room. She has always wanted to stay there. So okay. I'm going to stay there with her and we're going to have a great time.
What a great dad.
I am a good father. And the other daughter is going to come to Chicago with me because she wants to see the Chicago Cubs stadium. So that should be cool.
That's cool.
It's going to be awesome.
Just some ideas for you folks. If you want to join and make it a long weekend or a long week to bring family, we'd love to have you come. You can find out more about those events if you go to ideanetwork.church and sign up there for Idea Day and Idea Days in 2022.
All right, guys, let's talk Live Global. The first question we have for you is, how would you describe Live Global ministry philosophy? For those who are just new to the concept of Live Global, for those who are just understanding what is this ministry all about, how would you begin to describe what is Live Global?
Yeah, I would say within Live Global, we typically start when we approach the world with three questions. The first is, what is God doing already? The second is, who is he using? And then the third is, how can we help? And so when you start with that, you begin to identify faithful, godly, national believers that God is already using, and it allows you to multiply efforts in kingdom work.
Yeah. You know, all of us know that we stand on the shoulders of faithful pioneer missionaries who have been doing wonderful gospel work around the globe. And a fruit of their labors is there are some incredible gifted national leaders who God is using on the front lines, who God's doing incredible things through their lives and ministry. And oftentimes those national leaders are struggling due to a lack of training, a lack of theological resources, a lack of encouragement and friendship. And so it's the joy and the desire of Live Global to come alongside those national leaders and say, how can we help you? What can we do to serve you and encourage you in the ministry? And it's a great joy when we come alongside these believers and do ministry together.
So in a lot of ways, you're an extended arm of ABWE that comes to national pastors on the field or expat pastors and ministry leaders, missionaries that have come from the United States to the foreign field. And you're coming out there to bring encouragement and mentorship and coaching and helping and pastoral care. Is that really the concept?
Yeah. And I think if you understand the history, it begins to illustrate, you know, just concepts of what we're talking about. 30 years ago, Myanmar, it was what North Korea is today to us, a closed country that you can't get in, can't get out, and no opportunity for missions. But Myanmar back then, formerly called Burma, had a local, small, but faithful underground church there that was doing ministry. And our ministry partnered initially there of how do we help the believers in the places we can't get to reach their people more effectively? And over time, we began to realize that the national believers always have the leg up on the language and the culture and the needs of their people. And by doing missions in partnership with them allows a far more effective return.
Yeah. Yeah. And not only language and culture, but they have relationships, connections that we will never have. And so It's a great joy. It's, I would say, almost an efficient way to do ministry is when you come alongside those national leaders who God's raised up and serve alongside them and with them.
More than efficient, though, I would argue it's biblical.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's what we see the Apostle Paul doing.
Yep. We see it all throughout Scripture. We're not meant to do ministry alone, right? God calls us to do ministry in relationship with others. A brother, Proverbs 17:17, a brother is born for adversity, right? Ecclesiastes talks about the importance of being a working together. The cord.
Three strand cord
there you
is
go.
Not easily broken.
Yep. See, that's why we're partners in ministry together.
Ecclesiastes 4.
You know, you can definitely tell that your guys' work is strong. I got a chance a couple of years ago to visit Togo, West Africa, with our missionaries, the Snooks, who are sent out by ABWE in our church. And one of the most surprising things that I saw, which we talked about to Paul Davis recently on a podcast about this, was that when I got there, it wasn't like the missionaries were set up as these like superheroes and like the, they just had this, you know, gravitas and drive, and brought all these people in. Like, no, like they were trying to empower local, pastors and like you're talking about ministry leaders there, to do the work of the gospel. And I think that was the most exciting thing for me was just the fact that they were trying to empower people that were on the field there, familiar with the culture. They know the language, they know the people, and it was awesome to see the work of Christ kind of go forward in that way. So kudos, I guess, to you guys for, you know, starting that work as well as continuing to pioneer that.
Yeah. So what makes you so excited? Drew seems to be pretty excited about this. What makes you so excited about this type of approach to international evangelism?
Yeah. Yeah. I love the fact that as we already mentioned, it's a biblical thing. And what a better way to do ministry, right? According to how God's designed it. And so I love doing ministry this way because of how we see God using strong relationships throughout the scriptures to advance his purpose and plan. I think the other thing that I get excited about is we can start ministry right away. As I spent time trying to learn a language, trying to learn a culture in Madrid, Spain, it takes years to be able to get to a point where you can effectively minister and serve and communicate the gospel. But when we link arms with national leaders, we can start ministry right away, depending upon them, because they're the cultural insiders. They have a good understanding of what needs to be done, and we can just link arms with them. And I love the fact that we can start ministry right away and get involved, using our different gifts and abilities that God has given us.
Well, it seems like you're able to really promote the gospel quickly that way, but you're unable to then advance American culture as much as we'd like, right? Isn't that the main goal of missions? To advance American culture around the world? Isn't that ultimately what we're supposed to be doing? No, I love this because it really does push back on one of those great concerns that people might have about international evangelism and international missionary work, and that it is purely an ethnocentric force that is attempting to push one culture into another, like we're Hellenists, right? Attempting to spread Greek culture around the world. No, what we are gospel preachers, and one of the best ways we can make sure that the gospel stays the focus is to bring the gospel, find those who already appropriately understand the gospel in their cultural context, and then partner with those nationals. I love it. Now, the proper words that you use to describe it seems to be as national leader. Is that right?
Yeah, national leader is one we like, national partner. But we love to partner with the visionary, entrepreneur, gospel-centered believer, the person who has a God-shaped vision for their country and culture that we can come be friends with, encourage, and partner together with.
Very cool.
Now, did they like sign up for this application or like do they just tweet you? How does this work?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I love to flip that around and say, hey, your church has sent out missionaries, right? What was the if you trace it all the way back to the beginning, what was the first thing that started with that?
How did it begin?
Yeah. When somebody sent out, rewind to the beginning, how did that begin?
Probably the Holy Spirit's moving in their heart to begin to focus on another location, another people group, another language group. Is that where we're getting at?
Yeah. Holy Spirit, I would say a relationship. Oh. You know, you can send this person out because you've known them. And the Holy Spirit's working and moving in their heart and moving in your heart, and the church affirms what the Spirit is doing in their life. But it's because there's a relationship that you begin to just progress down that journey.
No, I'm catching what's happening here. For example, I'll just give an example. We have not talked about this before, guys, but I have some friends, for example, who are in the far reaches of the jungles of Vanuatu. Like, they've become personal friends. We connect on Facebook all the time. I've been to Vanuatu. I've met them through Australian global evangelists from Australia into the jungles of Vanuatu. It's amazing. These are people that you would not know, but these are people that I know, and the more I get to know them, the more I understand. These are not just random, quote-unquote, Christians. They are true gospel-centered preachers of the Bible, businessmen in these regions, and they are doing an amazing work. And so what we're saying is our relationship, you're like, hey, Josh, we trust you. You trust them. Let's go over and see what we can do to partner. Is that the idea?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
yes. Yep. And those relationships happen on the stateside pretty frequently. they happen on the international side too. I was in a closed country in Asia a few years ago, and talking with our partner there, he was like, man, you need to meet Saran. He's doing some amazing work. We're like, sure. And like, he begins to introduce us, and that begins a budding relationship that over time and more visits and more experiences, like, begin to open up more opportunities for ministry together. You're exactly right.
So really, it's international gospel networking in a lot of ways, because now I'm thinking we've got hundreds and hundreds of ministry leaders going to be listening to this episode, and you're all thinking of somebody, right? You've got somebody up in Toronto that you know. You've got somebody down in Mexico City that your cousin knows that is a true believer of the gospel, and you've been there, and you've got friends all over the world, and you think, well, I just know one or two. Yeah, but all of us know one or two. We can connect those one or two, and now we have thousands that are being connected to Live Global. And we are advancing the gospel in ways that we never thought possible before. I love it. I love it.
We are kingdom networkers.
Super cool. Well, you mentioned that every believer has a role in the Great Commission. What are some examples of what that might practically look like?
Yeah, I'll give you two. One, so my wife and I were in Myanmar about 3 years ago, and we're meeting with the believers there. And over the course of a week, our minds are blown. We visit a seminary that is led by national leaders, training up the next generation of Burmese believers to take the gospel to unreached Burmese people groups. Just incredible. We watch a children's elementary school, day school, that the majority of the people attending are from Muslim or Buddhist backgrounds, but they're getting the gospel there. We attend an orphanage and watch kids who otherwise would be in child labor in the rice fields. And we see his incredible work. And at the end of the week, we sit down with one of my just close friends and our national partner there. I say, man, Sung P, how could we help? And I thought he would say, well, hey, move here and come teach with us. We could use a lot of help here. That's not where he jumped to. I thought he would say, hey, can you send money? Because it takes a lot of money to do these things. He didn't do that. He said, could you send us books? We can't buy Christian books here, and we need them to train up people. And our pastors who are graduating don't have libraries. Could you send us books? And could you send them in English? We need Christian study material in English. We teach everybody here to read English so that they can continue to learn and grow and disciple people. And suddenly I realized, like, my most effective way to be effective here isn't to move here where I don't know the language or the culture or wouldn't be adapted to the climate or whatever. It's to provide the believers there with resources. Mm-hmm. And that expands even more when we talk about skill sets. I was at a conference a year ago, and a guy came up to me and said, man, I wish I could do something for the kingdom, but I only build mobile apps. I'm like, dude, we have a guy in Asia who they're converting a oral gospel booklet into app format, where throughout the mountain regions of Asia, they have smartphones now. And even though they can't read, they can play gospel recordings and pass them on to their friends. It's women who help teach rescued girls from the sex trade in Cambodia how to sew. It's medical doctors who come alongside national evangelists, and they trek into remote areas of Asia to share the gospel and do medical work. And it's pastors here who mentor pastors globally who don't have the access to theological training that we would hear.
Yeah, so when we're communicating with churches, we want every person in the church to realize God's gifted everyone with some type of skill, resource, education, talent, even hobby that God could use for the advancement of the gospel, especially when you're linking arms with these national leaders. And so it's just a great joy to see a church catch a hold of that. And so they're sending their videographers to capture the story of a partner that they've gotten connected to, or having people that love writing to write the stories of the partners and get involved. Businessmen, we're starting some business accelerator programs for our national partners who've said, send us someone to help teach our people how to run biblically based businesses so that we can be more self-sustaining, and just connecting North American businessmen to the global church.
This is why I think Idea Day and Idea Network is a beautiful connection with Live Global. Here's why. Because we're all about innovation. We're all about new ideas. We're about fresh approach. We're talking about genuine, honest, fresh approach to international evangelism. This is incredibly exciting. I mean, and the reality is, it's a little bit passé at this point to be able to say, here's what you can do. Pray, give, go. Hey, pray, give, go. But now there's a fourth option, and that is use your talent to advance the gospel globally. We live in a new world. We live in a new world with technology. We live in a new world with travel. We live in a new world with new opportunity. Let's get innovative about international evangelism. I love that because this is our wheelhouse at the Idea Network.
Yeah, honestly, one of the most impactful podcasts to listen to outside of this and your wife's. Honestly.
Mine and my wife's, yes.
There's a gentleman named Chase Jarvis. He hosts a business called Creative Live, and he interviewed the founder of Charity Water. I don't know if you guys have heard of this organization.
Yep.
But he basically said, like, he has an opportunity for, let's say, professionals typically at 2 weeks a year as like paid vacation, right? So he was trying to work with industries and corporations across the globe to volunteer one of those weeks to charity in some way, shape, or form. And it sounds like you guys have started that in a lot of ways where you say, like, hey, like the app builder, for instance, you know, piqued my interest, right? Like you said, there's truly a place for you guys to minister if you just use your gifts and talents, and we can fill that need and show you exactly where to apply that gift, hobby, talent, whatever it is, for gospel advancement. I think that's awesome. Like, is that a sign up process that they go through you guys for, or what does it look like?
Yeah, the best way, we want to build a relationship, but go to liveglobal.org, just connect with us there on our website, because we firmly believe every believer has a role in the Great Commission, and that role may even grow over time as God begins to show you new opportunities for how he's gifted you and new opportunities globally to make a kingdom impact.
Yeah. Hey, can I just want to share one more way that we're one more specific area that we're trying to connect North Americans to our partners, and that is in the area of pastoral training. That is one of the biggest needs we're seeing for many of our partners. The average pastor in Nepal has a day or 2 days of theological training. And so one of the biggest requests is help us equip our pastors or our missionaries that we're sending out into unreached villages and help us get them prepared to pastor a church. And so we're targeting North American pastors, and we're challenging the North American church to tithe their pastor, give their pastor a week or two extra a year. Don't make him take vacation time. Give your pastor a week or two a year to go and impact the life of a national pastor and his network of leaders that he is seeking to raise up. And so that's an area that we'd love to connect more ministry leaders, more pastors to. You can go to liveglobal.org and connect with us there. And we're building a platform for pastors to go do this and get them connected to the biggest needs that we have out there in the world.
So I'm looking at the website right now, liveglobal.org, and right underneath it says pray, give, serve. And here's the reality, you can serve, and it's very practical. You click on the link, explore opportunities, and maybe you are a pastor and you think, man, I have a Bible college degree and I pastor in the middle of Indiana. I mean, really, can I go and help? And the answer is you have far more gospel training and a professional training in your ministry than many individuals around the world. You can pass on, like Paul did to Timothy, like someone did to you, and go on, sign up, get involved with this. But it's not just you, Pastor. It is you on the foreign field who might be thinking to yourself, man, I love listening to this podcast. It helps with my English. I'm learning. I'm growing. I didn't realize there are people that want to partner with me. Yes, you too can go to liveglobal.org and you can sign up and say, hey, come out and help me. Contact these two men and say, please, we've got awesome opportunity. We just don't have enough resources. Or maybe you're just, like you said, a lay person, and you happen to listen to this ministry podcast for some reason today, and you think, wow, I did not know that what I do on a daily basis can be a missionary work around the world. It can be. And all you have to do is go to liveglobal.org, click on the serve opportunities, and man, just get started. Get started now.
Awesome. That's great.
I have a little pop quiz for you guys.
Go.
I'm going to list four companies, and I want you to tell me what they all have in common. You ready? YouTube, Uber, Airbnb, and Facebook.
None of them own the physical goods they're selling. Is that right?
Wow.
Wow.
Home run. There's more than one right answer.
Okay. I wish I bought their stock 5 years ago.
Also that.
Yeah. They're worth billions. And we could keep going because there's a lot of answers. None of them existed 15 years ago. They're worth billions. They all have apps. But man, you hit it. They don't own the physical things they have. So why are they so valuable?
Because they're conduits for content and connectivity and entertainment for that matter.
Yeah,
Drew needs to be on our team, man.
Yeah, we'll recruit you. That's exactly it. They're valuable not because of what they own, but because of how they connect. YouTube is a platform for video. Uber is a platform for ride sharing. Live Global is a platform for partnership. We're not about owning things. We're not about controlling things, starting things, leading things. We're about networking. Because when you network rightly, man, the sky is the limit.
Well, this is why I believe Idea Network and Live Global are such great friends and should be even more so going forward, because we have innovative thinking in common and we have networking in common. So I love it. It's what we do. And we were really glad to have you both on the podcast today. If you were going to leave our audience with one thought, what would that thought be?
Thank you for having to leave them with one thought. It would be first to be encouraged that God is working. I think it's easy for our vision to shrink to maybe what we're facing in our own life or in our own country. But as we travel, the gospel is advancing and advancing in a great way. Like, God is working. And I think the next thought piggybacking on that would be, you can have a role. You have a part in the Great Commission. Even if you're not called to go be a missionary, you can learn more. You can pray more informed. You can build relationships. You can get involved. And if we could help in that, we would love to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good word. That sums it all up. I just, as we looked over the past couple of years, as we've seen how COVID has changed things. And, but there's one thing that COVID has not changed, is the fact that God is still building his church. And a global pandemic, military coups, hostile governments cannot stop the advance of the church. And God is working in incredible ways in the lives of these national partners. And we believe there's a spot for the North American church to get involved. And we want to help you do that.
Absolutely love it, guys. We only have one last question, or I do, before we close out. And that is, how do we get some of that sweet, sweet Live Global merch you happen to be wearing? Because that is a nice jacket. I mean, it's not like I'm just bluntly asking. Do we go to the website? Can we buy it there?
Yeah, we actually have a link on our Facebook page that you can go or drop us a note on the website and we'll hook you up.
Yeah.
Super cool, guys. Thanks so much.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Guys, we love Idea Day and Idea Day Network and all that you guys are doing. Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for listening to today's Idea Talks. If you would like to reach out to us, drop us an email at joshtice@ideanetwork.church. If you benefited from this podcast, we ask that you take a moment to show your support by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the podcast on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us, and we will see you right here again at the Idea Talks podcast.